Hey girl, welcome to the Empower Her podcast, where we are all about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives we really freaking love. My name's Keisha, and I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur who left the corporate world to follow my gut and leap into the online business space. But most days, I still feel like I have no clue what I'm doing, but I'm obsessed with the process of us getting to figure it out together. We've got epic guests with incredible stories, tips, and tricks to help us get out of our own way and unapologetically make some moves. So girlfriend, let's do the damn thing. Hey girl, I am so excited that you're here today. We are doing a shorter episode because I know it's the crazy holiday season and you might be like doing all the things, running around, but I really want to have an honest conversation with you about why you freaking can do that thing. And that means it's necessary that I'm going to call you out on a couple of common like BS excuses you might be saying that is sometimes convincing yourself that you can't. Because girl, you are doing the damn thing. And before I dive in, I also want to make sure that you know about this video that I created. It's about 17 minutes long. It's about how to use the purpose-driven action method to set goals. It was first sent out to the email list, but you can actually grab it at keishafitzgerald.com/purpose-driven-action. And there's a cute little worksheet that you can download. So you can like watch the video while you're going through it. You can fill it out on the worksheet. It's just a cool way to teach you that I can't really do on a podcast. But essentially, I love this purpose-driven action method because it applies to everything. It's actually even in part of the intro of the podcast, if you've noticed that. I talk about taking purpose-driven action toward building lives you really freaking love. You've heard that time and time again if you've been here for a while. But purpose is essentially why you're doing that thing, why it matters to you. Driven is what are the tools, the structure, the perspective, the mindset that you need to develop for you to stay after it when you get a curveball. Right? Or when you're doubting yourself. And then action is obviously pretty self-explanatory. Like, how do you set yourself up to do the work? So I explain all of that in a video at keishafitzgerald.com/purpose-driven-action, also linked in the show notes. So go check that out. Today, we're not going to talk about goals. I love talking about goals like in a video form so that I can break it down that way. But today, we're talking about why you freaking can. So let's set the stage here. I think it's really interesting that we often look for why we can't do that thing when we could just as easily look for the reasons why we can do it. But it's like our brains are trying to protect us, right? We know this. We're not wired naturally as humans to just leap outside of our comfort zone and go do all of these crazy things that could stretch us or grow us. Like our brains are wired to keep us safe and try and protect us. So I've noticed that my brain and often other women that I connect with, and hopefully you'll connect with this as well, have three main excuses that come up in their brains. Either lack of time, lack of resources, or lack of experience. So I want to dive into all three of those so we can just clear those BS excuses out of the way and do the damn thing. First, lack of time. We often say that we don't have enough time to do that thing that we want to do. But honestly, just a quick question you can ask yourself right back. How long does it really take for you to do the work today that you need to do just to get you closer to your goal? We often spend a lot more time thinking about how long it's going to take us than to actually do it. It doesn't even require that much time. And it's so funny, but it's also scary when you really think about it, because sometimes like the little things that we make up, it's going to take us a long time. Like, for example, dishes. You're like, oh, it's going to take me forever. And then you actually do it and you're like, you did it in one song of like Justin Bieber, Mistletoe. I just recently did that. But it's the bigger things that it really matters. It's the things that we've got to figure out how to make time for to get us closer to our big goals, our big dreams, the freaking legacy that we want to leave behind. So we have to stop this BS excuse of not having time. Because when we say we don't have time, we sit in it. In this analysis paralysis state that comes from all of this inaction. And that's not serving anyone. It's legit setting ourselves up to fail if we don't find a little pocket of time to get at least some momentum at our back. So remind yourself, you don't need tons and tons of time to do that thing. even a small step forward is going to give you that momentum. If it's 15 minutes that you can block off, that still really matters, because that action is going to give you a deposit in your confidence bucket. That action is going to take you out of that analysis paralysis state where you're doubting yourself, and it's going to bring more clarity. And then consistent action brings more clarity, but also deep confidence. And the more confident that you can get yourself, the easier it's going to be for you to navigate all of the curveballs or those times that you want to throw in the towel, because you've kept that promise to yourself time and time again, where you said, I'm going to make the time to do this. You've proven to yourself that you do have the time. And the more times that you do that, the more confident that you get, you're going to be able to call yourself out on that BS when you try and pull out that old excuse of, I don't have time. You have time. You've got the same amount of hours in the day as Beyonce, as Oprah, as Ellen. Like, we all have the same amount of time. So we just need to get more intentional about allocating the time to the things that really matter to us. Because yes, you can do this. Now, we're going to move into resources, okay? But here's the thing. When I talk about resources, I notice that often the first one that people think of when they think of lack of resources is money, okay? So, because technically time is a resource, but I like wanted to give it its own category. But I want to talk about money for a second, because often we say, oh, I'd love to do that thing, but I can't afford it, or I don't have the money. Well, the same rules apply as we talked about with time. By asking yourself that question, how much money will it really take? Because sometimes, again, our brains are trying to keep us safe, so we're just going to throw out that money excuse because we're scared to do something outside of our comfort zone. We're scared to say that we want something. We're scared of other people's opinion of us doing that thing. We're scared of failure. We're scared of all of these things, but we're just saying it's money. So really ask yourself, how much money will it actually take? Because what I'm guessing is it might actually be a conversation that you need to have about money that's holding you back. A conversation perhaps with a significant other. And girlfriend, that conversation is free. It just involves you getting out of your own way to actually have that conversation and say, hey, significant other, this matters to me that I do this thing. I really want to do this. I really want to allocate some of our money to going to take this course, signing up for this, or whatever it is. You just need to tell them that it matters to you so that you together can figure out a way to allocate that resource of money. Another thing to think about, have you researched all options? Like, depending upon when you're listening to this, it's either 2019 or it's 2020. Regardless, you have Google, right? There's so much freaking information for free, which means, I don't even know who actually said this quote, but someone said this and it stuck in my head, that in the day of this much information for free, ignorance is an actual choice. Oh, what? That's fire, right? Because you can find a lot of information for you to start that thing that's on your heart that doesn't actually cost you money. And also, you can ask people for help that might be willing to help you for free. Get creative. Maybe it's not about money. It's about being resourceful. Here's another thing that comes up when people say money, and I dig a little bit deeper into like how money could be holding them back. Maybe you're actually in a situation where you don't have the money to do that thing that you want to do. Maybe this is an opportunity for you to learn how to generate more money. Maybe this quote unquote problem that you're wishing away might be an opportunity that could change your freaking life. Because sometimes being in a back against the wall situation where you really want to do something, but your bank account is not allowing you to do it, is a massive catalyst for change and growth and blowing up a business or a new opportunity that could come your way and working your butt off and feeling so dang proud of yourself when you figured out a way to navigate your money situation. So maybe you actually don't want to wish that away. Maybe you want to use that quote unquote problem to serve you, take some massive action, and then call yourself out with this freaking simple question. Is it really a lack of resources, or is it a lack of resourcefulness? And I say that because I freaking love you and I don't want you to be the only thing standing in your way. So we've talked about lack of time and we've talked about lack of money, which are essentially both resources, but I think it's really important that we also talk about lack of experience, because I want to remind you, everything that we do for the first time, we're going to kind of suck at it, right? But we're scared that we're going to suck. And I've thought a lot about that even when I started this podcast. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing starting a podcast, but every single thing that I've done for the first time, I didn't know how to do it. I had to figure it out by taking action. That's just life. So maybe you haven't done that specific thing that you want to do, but maybe you've gone through something harder, which has taught you resilience or work ethic that you're going to need now that you're doing this new thing. Or maybe you have done something new in the past, which of course you've always done something new. If you're walking, you learned how to walk when you were a baby, right? So maybe you've done something else that you didn't think that you could do, that you can use that as evidence to yourself, as proof that you are capable. What if instead of saying, why can't I, you just decided to say, why can I? And legit sat down with like a pen and a piece of paper and you challenged yourself to make a big old list of all the things that you have done that you thought that you couldn't do. Because when you look at that list, you're going to be like, what's up? Like, I can do anything. Or maybe when you think of lack of experience, you don't actually struggle with thinking that you can't. Like maybe in your gut, oh, this is going to hit home. This might really hit home with you. I'm just picturing you like driving down the freeway and you're just like nodding your head in the car like, yes, Keish. But honestly, maybe you know that you can do this, but you are looking at other people who you think are better at it than you. So you're throwing in the towel before you start or as soon as it gets hard because you're telling yourself, of course she can do it, but I can never do that. But deep down, you know that you can because we forget that, yeah, someone might actually be better at that thing that you want to do. Maybe they've been doing it longer. Maybe they have spent more time developing themselves. Maybe they have failed more and then gotten back up more times than we have even tried. They don't just arrive at their success. We know that, right? Like fundamentally, I know that you know that, but sometimes when we're scared, we want to blame lack of experience. But that's coming from a place of scarcity, like a woe is me. And we forget to call ourselves out on that. And I really had to train my brain. And this is something that I'm kind of like a ninja at now, where I look at people who have accomplished things that I want to accomplish. And I think, sweet, they are proof that the market needs it. The only difference between me and them is they have failed more. They've taken the lessons that they've learned from those failures. They've applied them. And then they've kept going. So that's why they're really freaking good and they've gotten really far. Looks like I just need to fail more. What's up? Or another thing that I often tell myself, maybe they have worked harder. That's not lack of experience. That's just something I can control. Work ethic. Maybe they've been on the planet longer than you. So they've just had more life experience and time to get where they are in their career. But you're saying it's your lack of experience. No, they've just done it longer, girl. Buckle up. It's going to be a long ride, but it's going to be worth it. And honestly, truth of the matter is it's likely a combination of all of those things when you're looking at someone else and claiming that she's better than you. But you can control your perception on other people being better than you with a reframe. Of course, they might be better than you are right now, but that's okay. They had a day one too, right? And you can get where you want to go your way. And finally, like, I just feel like I need to loop you in on this too. If you really do get caught up in looking at other people, why not just look at them as proof that you can? Like, if you're a mom of two without a college education and you want to do something, is there anyone else on the planet that's a mom of two that has done that? Go find her and celebrate her and then go do it your way, knowing that it's possible and being grateful for her because she showed you that it was possible. Or my personal favorite as a non-mom is I look at someone who isn't like me, who has more on her plate than maybe I do. And I'm like, oh, she's done that thing that I want to do and she's got several humans. What's my excuse, right? Same rules apply. You can use someone else as proof that you're capable of doing it because she did it. You just got to figure out how to navigate it. And if this dream is in your heart, it's not in your heart by accident. But if you're saying it's lack of experience that is not getting you where you want to go, that's on you, girl. And finally, last little tidbit that I wanted to include too. If you're like, no, Keish, nobody has ever done my thing, the thing that I'm doing. Amazing. Great. We need you. Go create that thing and buckle up. Looks like you were given this dream, this idea, this thing on your heart to be a representation of what is not yet being represented. What's up, girl? That's a freaking gift. You get to go be that thing so then someone else can later use you as an example of what's possible. That's so freaking cool. And I hope you're so excited that even though it's going to be scary and even though you're going to blame lack of experience or lack of resources or money or time, when you choose to get out of your own damn way and you do it, you're going to inspire so many people because they've literally never seen it happen. That's amazing. Or they've never seen someone do that thing that's already been done, but they've never seen it done your way. What is up, girl? Because at the end of the day, we get a choice. We can choose to stay stuck. We can look at all of the reasons why we can't, like lack of time or lack of money or resources or lack of experience. Or we can put on our big girl pants. We can flip the script and we can look at all of those reasons and prove to ourselves we're freaking capable. And yes, we can. We can choose to look at other people who we deem are better at that thing that we want to do than we are right now, remembering that they too sucked at first or had a day one. We might be comparing their chapter 829 million to our day one. We're not going to be those women that throw in the towel before we start or as soon as it gets hard, because we're going to look at those other women that we admire and remember they've probably failed more and gotten back up and learned from those failures. They've probably worked harder. Another thing that we can control, or maybe they've just been on the planet longer. So we got to stop with those BS stories, because at the end of the day, we get to decide our life. Right? The keys to our happiness should be in our pocket. It's all a choice. And the craziest part of life and all of this is each choice that you make, every time you choose to get out of your own damn way and not blame resources or time or money or lack of experience, you prove to yourself how capable you are. Each choice builds your moments, which builds your days, weeks, months, years. And over time, that's what's making your whole freaking life, especially as we move into a new decade. Like, decade? What? That's amazing that you can make this the most powerful start to a decade ever. It's pretty freaking cool that the choice is always in your hands, nobody else's. So choose well, girl. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, I would so appreciate it if you share with your girlfriends, or better yet, post it on Instagram stories and tag me. Then I can personally say thank you for helping me get this message out there. And if you didn't vibe with it, just keep that to yourself. I'm kind of new here, still trying to figure it all out. Talk to you soon, girl.